Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the last bells at Long Hill.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Missouri's Ricky Lee Tanner does it all when it comes to music. He sings, writes, and entertains. If you like a combination of country and rock and roll, then you will love his sound. His new CD is called Fast Lane, and he is here today to talk to us on the line from Missouri all about that CD, as well as other stuff going on in his music career. My pleasure to welcome Ricky Lee Tanner to the show. Hey there, Ricky Lee.
Hey there, Dave. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. It's great to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to learning more about your music on the show. So the new CD coming out, pretty exciting about that, called Fast Lane. Can you tell us a bit about what's on the CD?
Sure, yeah. There's several songs on there that I wrote, as well as some things that I got from a publisher. The title track of the album is obviously, it's called Fast Lane, and it's
right.
A song that I wrote about my hometown where I grew up, how I kind of watched it go from a small town to this big bustling city in the years that I lived there.
Wow. And what part of Missouri are you in and that you're writing the song about?
I presently live just outside of St. Louis.
Right.
I grew up just south of Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, nice. So what's that like when you're, as your song will tell us, but what's that like for you to see growing up in the small town and then all the changes going on around you?
I guess I've not always been one to view progress necessarily as a good thing. I guess it just depends on what you think you're progressing towards.
Right.
But, you know, you watch a lot of the farms go away and things like that. And you know, as a kid, my grandfather was a farmer. So, you know, seeing all these farms and stuff like that being plowed up to lay down asphalt and make parking lots for shopping malls and stuff is just kind of, you know, a little bit depressing to me.
For sure. And I think that's one thing that country music does great as far as telling those kinds of stories about sort of preserving the small town life, because that in many ways is more of a reward than as you're talking about parking lots and all this progress.
Right.
So now the other songs on the CD, there's another one we're going to share as well. Do you have like a favorite song that's sort of a real personal song for you on the CD?
I think Say What You Will is probably the most personal song for me, and it was because it was inspired by my son. I have a 4-year-old son, and he has autism, and people are quick to judge him because of you know, the way that he sometimes acts. Outwardly, he looks like a normal child, but you know, doesn't always act that way, and so people are quick to judge him and think that he's just, you know, misbehaved, rather than, you know, to actually inquire as to why he's behaving this way.
Sure.
The song was actually inspired by a particular moment. I was in a store with him, and you know, something upset him, and he started throwing a little fit right there in the middle of the aisle. And you know, I was doing my best to calm him down, but you know, it wasn't happening that easily.
Right.
And there was a lady in the aisle with me, and she turned and looked at him, and she got this just awful look on her face, and she said, "I'd never let my kid act that way." And, you know, that really got under my skin. It really bothered me. And I went home, and I thought a lot about it, and I came to the realization that, you know, it doesn't really matter what other people say about you or what other people think about you. All that matters is that you know that you're doing the best that you can do, and you're doing what God put you here to do. And so that was kind of the inspiration behind the song. And I just kind of wrote that song for anybody who's ever been misjudged based upon outside appearance.
That's a great reason to write a song, and it brings more meaning to it, because I did listen to the song earlier, and so now I can listen to it knowing a little more what went on behind it. So that's very cool. Now let's go back a bit to Ricky Lee. I know that a lot of your fans are listening today, and I would like to go back to when you first got involved in music, sort of what age that was and what inspired you to start to either sing or perform.
Well, I grew up listening to country music, and you know, I've listened to it my entire life, and I, you know, didn't realize I could sing until I was, you know, in my teens. And it was that, you know, one of my uncles had always been a musician. He said, you know, you got to get out there and you got to, you know, just try it and sing and see if you enjoy singing in front of a crowd and all that. So I signed up for a few of the local Opry's around Kansas City. There's, you know, many of them within a couple hour drive of Kansas City. And I started doing those on a regular basis when I was just a teenager. And there's really no way to, you know, put into words exactly how much that whole experience meant to me. I met some really, really great musicians, got a chance to sing, you know, some of the greatest songs in country music history, playing with these guys, you know, and really got a chance to learn how to perform to an audience and learn how to read my crowd and, you know, give them what they want.
I guess there really is nothing like, as you've done and just told there, getting out and doing it. You can sort of dream all you want and play whatever small venues, but it seems like you got out and you just got out in front and just sort of learned trial by fire.
Exactly, and that's, I think, the best way to do it is just go out there and just give it everything you got and see if it works. And, you know, that would be my advice to any youngsters sitting out there thinking about a career in the entertainment business is, you know, you never know until you go out there and try.
Yep, that's sort of the only way to do it. You can sit and philosophize it all you want, but you get up in front of that crowd and you're going to have that energy going and you're going to know pretty soon if you've got what it takes. Now, I wanted to ask you about, you were just talking about singing the great songs in country music history, and I've been a country music fan all my life as well, and George Jones, Conway Twitty, Charlie Pride, and all those great classics that they sing. What are some of your favorite country classics to cover?
I've covered so many Conway Twitty songs, it's almost unreal. He's got to be perhaps my favorite singer of all time, I think.
Yeah, I love him too.
His voice, especially as he aged, his voice got better. You know, it's just like the old adage says, better, just like fine wine, it got better with age. And, you know, because you listen to his later re-recordings of some of the songs he did early in his career, and there's just no comparison. So, yeah, Conway Twitty, Hello, Darlin' was always a big hit, you know, to do that in front of the crowd, the Opry crowds and stuff. I also was a big fan of you know, Earl Thomas Conley and John Conley and some of those guys that, you know, I guess I didn't necessarily have the old status quo of, you know, my favorites being guys like Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and guys like that. While I enjoyed their stuff, they weren't necessarily the ones that I would cover the most often.
Interesting. Yeah, I grew up in the 80s, and guys like John Conley and Earl Thomas Conley and Steve Warner and bands like Restless Heart were a lot of my favorites as well, although I do like, of course, going back further, but sort of that period has a special hold on me.
Yeah, I think that one had a big impact on me because that's what I grew up with. You know, guys like Dan Seals and Paul Overstreet, you know, they were real inspirations as far as being, you know, great writers and great performers as well.
Definitely, I'm definitely with you on that one. Now, I want to get to a song now, Ricky Lee, so we can share with our listeners, and then we'll come back and talk about lots more. But so the song is Fast Lane, and you told a little story about it. It's the title track from your current CD. Is there anything else you want to share with us about that? First of all, are you the only writer on that, or is that a co-write?
I'm the only writer on the two tracks that I sent you. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, yeah, do you want to tell us a little more about the song, and then we'll spin it for our listeners?
Sure. As I said, it was inspired by the town I grew up in, which was Belton, Missouri. When we moved there, I guess I was 7 years old, and it was just kind of a small suburban community, kind of quiet. And I watched over the years, it kind of blew up into this great big thing, and we had strip malls everywhere, and you know, like the song says, they put in a new Super Target and all that kind of stuff. Just kind of blew up, and you didn't hardly, you know, don't hardly recognize the town time, you know, I left it. And I went back, I guess it was a little less than a year ago, I went back there for the first time in a few years and got lost in my own old hometown.
Wow. And so that's the inspiration.
It really changed. Yeah. Yeah, that was the inspiration behind Fastlane. And I think that, like I said before, that progress isn't always necessarily a good thing when you're just kind of blindly progressing, whether to stop and think that do we need these things or not. You know, we literally have gas stations on every corner.
Right. That's a good point. Awesome. Ricky Lee, I'm going to share the song now with all of our listeners and all your fans tuning in right now here on Blog Talk Radio on In the Country. And I'll just remind our listeners as well, they can head over to rickyleetanner.com, your website, and find out more about you and about the CD. This is Fast Lane from Ricky Lee Tanner here on In the Country.
Lucky the first time. Don't guess I'll ever forget how that felt. The road's paved over, now there ain't no parking, except in a lot of the new Super Target. Guess we gotta play the hand that progress dealt. This town ain't so little anymore. Country living ain't alive here like before. That's for sure. We got shopping malls and two-bit car lots, check cashing places, CD pawn shops. This concrete and steel's got their way of getting me down. Just like the gas stations on every corner, the fast food places taking orders. Cried the night that Gina shut her diner down. When the fast lane ran over my hometown. Good old Earl's bait shop and feed store, Ed's grocery on 4th and Concord. They tore them down when they built that industrial park. You know that driving movie where we used to hang out is a flea market now and needs to be tore down. City lights so bright you can't see the stars. This town ain't so little anymore. Country living ain't alive here like before. That's for sure. We got shopping malls and two-bit car lots, check cash and places, CD pawn shops. This concrete and steel's got their way of getting me down. Just like the gas stations on every corner, fast food places taking orders. I cried the night that Gina shut her diner down. When the fast lane ran over my hometown. Yeah, we got shopping malls and two-bit car lots, check cashing places, see the pawn shops. This concrete and steel got their way of getting me down. Just like the gas stations on every corner, fast food places taking orders. I cried the night that Gina shut her diner down. When the fast lane ran over my hometown.
And that is Ricky Lee Tanner on the line from Missouri, and he's singing there the title track from his current CD called Fast Lane. I also want to send a shout-out to David Lowry and everyone at the Lowry Agency for setting up the interview today. So, Ricky Lee, that song sums up a lot. It must get quite a response when you perform it live.
It does. It's actually been rather rewarding having some of the people that can identify with that song to come up to me and tell me that, you know, they've seen the same thing happen in their hometown and watched it grow, you know, into this big city that they didn't recognize anymore. And so it was, it's been really rewarding out there performing it on the road and hearing some of the stories and how it relates to some of the folks out there.
And it sounds like from what I've read, and I can tell, listen to the song, that your live shows must be quite upbeat and energetic. Can you sort of describe a typical Ricky Lee Tanner concert?
Well, we start every show by singing the national anthem, and we do that for, you know, several reasons. But the big reason is, you know, I'm a big supporter of my country and the veterans who fought and died to you know, give us the freedoms to be on stage making music for a living, because there's you know, very few countries in the world where that can be done, and I certainly appreciate that fact. And then from there, we just kind of, you know, pick it up and just drive it as hard as we can.
Right.
I like to be wireless so that I can move around and you know, jump around a little bit, get off the stage and get out there with the people and you know, dance and have a good time with them while putting on a show. And it's just, you know, it's a surreal experience getting to get out there and get close to the fans that way.
And have you picked up any tips or moves from some of the concerts you've been to, whether we're going back to Garth Brooks or any other concerts, sort of any techniques they use to work a crowd?
I have. I would say Garth Brooks has been a huge influence on me as far as, you know, the entertainment factor of my career. And you know, as a matter of fact, I've bought the same brand of microphone he uses. I figured if it was good enough for Garth, it was good enough for me.
There you go. Wow. Now let's go back with the songwriting. And of course, the two songs you're sharing today are songs you've written yourself, and they're on your new CD called Fast Lane. But can you take us back to some of the first songs you wrote? Do you remember when you first took a stab at writing?
I do. I've tried writing, you know, I started trying to write when I was just a teenager, and I can go back and look at some of those songs now, and most of those I wouldn't play in front of anybody. But writing I think is definitely one of those skills that you develop and you grow a great deal just by doing it. And you
sure.
know, the first stuff that you do is almost always going to be rough. I don't think there's very many people out there that can say they sat down, the very first song they wrote was, you know, hit worthy.
Right. So do you think over that period of time, of course, we do get better just by doing it, but can you think of any one or two things that you've sort of learned about songwriting that maybe somebody listening who is starting at it might help them out?
The biggest thing I've learned about songwriting is to write about what you know. Write about the things that you know, have touched your life and that you have personal experience with, because, you know, songwriting is something that I think should be very personal to you. It should be something that, you know, when you're writing about a subject, you're going to write a better song if you've lived it, if you know, you know, exactly what it's like to have gone through that. Now,
right.
I'm not saying you have to write it, you know, verbatim. You can take, you know, artistic liberties with it, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, a song that I wrote called Highway to Nowhere, I didn't live that exact story. It was based off of a story that I lived, and I kind of, you know, embellished in parts, like, you know, putting my dream car in the song, which was a 1970 Oldsmobile 442.
Nice. It's a great thing about songs. We can kind of, like you say, take that liberty and we can have that car that we never had.
Exactly. You know, you can take some of those artistic liberties and you know, embellish on the truth just a little bit, but I think it still needs to have that foundation, that foothold in a real life experience, in the truth. Otherwise, you're not going to believe in what you're writing, and it's going to show when you're finished.
Right. That's a very good point. And I've heard artists who've been on the show talk about also, as far as listening to songs that someone else has written, if they can't believe the song themselves, if it's not something they've either lived or feel they can sort of get into, they'll have to pass on the song. So I'm gathering as well, when you picked outside songs for this CD, that there's things you had to either believe in or to have lived.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that you're selecting material from a publisher, you really have to do some soul searching and figure out exactly who you are, and not only as an artist, but a human being. And, you know, three things that kept ringing true for me when sitting down to pick songs for this album was family, God, and country. And I think that, you know, I've selected songs for this album that really live up to that. And I was fortunate, you know, to get some great songs from some great writers out there. My producer actually co-wrote many of the songs on the album. And so he's a great writer and great artist in his own right.
And who is your producer on the CD?
My producer was Rocky Lynn.
Back in
2006, he had him a pretty big hit, went all the way up to number 20 on Billboard with the song Lipstick.
Yes, I remember that.
And so I was really fortunate to get to work with he's a great producer, a great guy, heck of a songwriter, guitar player, singer, just, you know, all around was an awesome experience to get to work with him.
Excellent. That's great. That's a little more insight into the CD. So let's turn now to another song that we're going to share from the CD, and this is one that you wrote yourself, and you talked about it a bit before, Ricky Lee, of the song Say What You Will. Is there anything else you'd like to say about it before we share it with our listeners?
Just that, it was inspired by my son, as I said, with autism, and I think this is one of the great opportunities that I have as an artist to, spread knowledge and get people to educate themselves a little bit about autism. It touches so many lives nowadays that I think awareness and education is an absolute key. And so, you know, be thinking about that a little bit, I guess, as you listen to the song and you know, maybe take that into consideration before you pass judgment on somebody when you see them acting maybe a way that's different or a way that you don't understand.
That sounds great. Thanks. We'll share the song now. This is from his CD, Fast Lane. This is Ricky Lee Tanner and Say What You Will here on In the Country.
People have said that I'm lazy without knowing what I do. And some folks think that they can understand me without taking even a step in my shoes. Say what you will, I won't let it get to me. Think what you want, 'cause I don't care what you think of me. 'Cause I know I'm doing my best, with God as my witness, that's the way it's always gonna be. Say what you will about me. I've been called the wild type. It's been said that I'm strange. Some folks think that I've lost my mind. Yeah, I must have gone completely insane. Say what you will, I won't let it get to me. What you want, 'cause I don't care what you think of me. 'Cause I know I'm doing my best, with God as my witness, that's the way it's always gonna be. So say what you will about me. Don't judge this book by cover that you see, because there's so much more than that to me. Say what you will, I won't let it get to me. Think what you want, 'cause I don't care what you think of me. 'Cause I know I'm doing my best, God is my witness, that's the way it's always gonna be. Say what you will
The song is called Say What You Will, and you'll find that on a CD called Fast Lane, and that is from our guest today on the line from Missouri, Ricky Lee Tanner. A great song, Ricky, and there's such a good message in there, as you mentioned, and it really comes through.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Just real quick, I noticed on your website that you're going to be interviewing Vicky Ray here in a couple of days, and I've actually had the good fortune to meet Vicky. I met her a couple years ago at the Songwriters Festival, and we've been friends ever since. She's, you know, we've spoken on the phone a number of times, and she's
right.
Really great gal, great writer. I think you're going to really enjoy getting a chance to talk to her.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I'm looking forward to that. She's going to be on Thursday. So, I've known her through MySpace and listened to her songs and great stuff. So looking forward to that. Now, Richard,
sure to tell her I said hi.
Oh, I'll definitely do that. I'll pass that on, making a note right now. Now, Ricky Lee, your CD, we've listened to a couple songs. Whereabouts can people purchase that? Can they do that online?
They can do that at my website. They can go to rickyleetanner.com and purchase it through the website.
Perfect.
Or, of course, if I'm going to be at a show in your area, then you can also pick one of those up at the show.
Excellent. And we'll encourage listeners to head out and check out your show. I know you've got a lot of fans who do that, and I'm sure your shows are posted on there. And I wanted to get to your fans in our last remaining moments. I know that I can tell through Twitter and that you're sort of you like to stay in touch with them and communicate with them. Do you have any message for your fans that are listening now?
I just would like to say that I truly appreciate the support. My fans have been absolutely wonderful. I couldn't ask for better fans. And you know, whether it's they're calling radio stations and bugging them to play my stuff or you know, coming out to my shows and seeing me, it's just a real pleasure to have such wonderful fans. And I almost don't view them as fans. They're more like friends to me at this point because, you know, we do seem to have such a close relationship with the fans out there.
And that's great that that's how you approach it, and country music in general is great for that reason, too. It seems there's so much one-on-one contact with the entertainer, the performer, and the fan, and that's always a great thing.
Absolutely. I think that country music, more so than most genres, really, you know, gets a chance to get in touch with real people in real-life situations, and I think that's why it has such a successful fan base out there, because people can identify with what your message is.
Excellent. Now, final question, Ricky Lee. I wanted to ask you, the show CMT Crossroads, of course, pairs up an artist with another artist, a country artist with someone from another genre. If you were asked to be on that show, do you know who you'd like to share the stage with?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. You know, as far as some artists in other genres that I've really respected over the years, you know, of course, some big time dreams would be somebody like Aerosmith or Bon Jovi or somebody like that. And I know Bon Jovi's been on the show already.
Yeah.
You know, there are just so many artists in so many different genres. You know, I don't label good music by genre. So, you know, good music is just good music. It doesn't matter what genre it is. So there's a lot of artists out there I would absolutely love to work with that, you know, from across many, many walks of life.
Perfect. Well, we're getting set to wrap things up. Ricky Lee, want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure, and I really enjoyed listening to your music.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome, and we'll hope to talk with you again. My guest today has been country artist Ricky Lee Tanner. His new CD is called Fast Lane. You can head over to rickyleetanner.com and learn more about him. I'm Dave Woods. That wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Been waiting.